Hello, and welcome to Mellow. I'm Chris, your host, and tonight, you'll be listening to the sleepy tale of the Sandman, ancient keeper of dreams, and an unlikely meeting in a mystical forest that will change the course of many lives forever. This story is one of immortal love, divine purpose, and the enchanting song that binds two souls across eternity. If you're enjoying these sleep stories, please follow and like the show. It helps us reach more people who need peaceful rest. And now, let's get cozy. Take a moment to settle in and release any tension from your day. Gently let your head sink into your pillow, feeling completely supported. Allow your neck to soften and relax. Let your shoulders melt down, releasing any tightness you've been carrying. Feel your arms become heavy and loose by your sides. And let your feet rest completely, feeling peaceful and still. Take one deep breath in, and slowly let it go. And now, let me tell you a story. Long ago, in a time when the earth was new and the heavens young, one as old as the ages existed, Sandman. Though he was immortal, his name had been given to him by the creator of all things. The creator, enthroned in unspeakable majesty and beauty, such as had never been seen before, summoned Sandman from the realm he had been given to the heavens, and the task was bequeathed to him, unlike any that had been gifted to another being. "Sandman," said the creator, "I shall make a race and call them human. They will be made in my image. They will also exist as creators themselves. They will be given free will, but will not be everlasting as we. I will gift them a clock internal, whereby they will move by day, and at night they will be called into rest so their minds and beings can be refreshed, made new as they slumber. And you, Sandman, will guard their dreams so they may find true rest and not come to be vexed or distressed within their minds while sleeping." The Sandman, honored by this noble task, set out as guardian of dreams and wandered the earth as a benevolent keeper of dreams. One night, as he rambled the earth over oceans, along mountain paths, and deep into cool forests, he heard something he had never heard before. A song, but unlike any he had ever heard before. And it entranced him. In the forest called Fair, the Sandman, drawn by the melodic ballad of some graceful creature, wandered to a place within the forest that glowed brightly from a fire kindled. And there, beside the fire, sat a being unlike any he had seen. Each note that fell from her lips was unlike anything he had heard in the mortal realm. And one could even argue in the immortal realm as well. It was the most lovely aria. Each note spilled into the atmosphere with a resonance that would convince one that an entire world of balladeers had joined in song with her. Her hair gleamed softly against the firelight, and her eyes, the color of the sky, were like jewels that shone brightly. Melody, the Sandman heard called from across the forest to her. It is nightfall, and we must rest. So says our mother and father. Make your way home. The Sandman watched on curiously as Melody made her way home. And he wondered what he should say, if anything, to petition her to continue singing. The Sandman made a vow within himself to find her again. And thereafter, he set off once again to continue his duty as the guardian of dreams. The Sandman lost all sense of time as he had listened, and he wondered when Providence would bring him to Melody once more.